This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It is absolutely astounding to me, friends, is it not, that we just listened to 6 minutes of a break, right, in between the first minute and the sixth minute. You listened to 5 minutes of nothing but propaganda driving you to get your vaccination, when we all the well know that two-thirds of the flow that they attempted to try to bribe you into believing and deceive you into believing that people were taking is now down and out by Washington Times. We highlighted that yesterday, friends. But again, 5 of the 6 minutes was spent on pushing you into the propaganda, friends. Just no shame whatsoever. No narrative driving the other direction, telling you the facts. And folks, that should scare you to no end concerning what's happening in this country in a big, big way. And I'm not overemphasizing that in any sense of the word. Tomorrow we're going to have a gentleman on with us. His name is Thomas Renz. This guy is taking it to the CDC. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story, the whole scenario as to what's rolling out here, friends, but he is the attorney for the frontline doctors. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about boldness, you want to talk about courage, you want to talk about forward to danger, Proverbs 28, this is the guy. We're going to have him on tomorrow, and he's going to tell you the truth of the matter concerning the fraud taking place in your country right now. And Americans, while you submit to this, you need to understand that you are adding strength to tyranny every time you comply. When you don't defy, you're in compliance, friends, and you're doing it to yourself. You're adding to your own demise every step of the way. If you're on social media platforms, by the way, you can go ahead and check this out. I'm over on Health Impact News. What do you see, friends? Did you hear this in the mainstream media? Did you hear this over the last 6 minutes of breaks on the hard break, friends, coming from conservative radio? COVID-19 bioweapon shot casualties. Did you hear about the 28-year-old singer, the Italian singer that's now dead because he took the experimental injections? Absolutely not. Did you hear about the 54-year-old Australian filmmaker who's now dead because he took the experimental injection? Absolutely not. Did you hear about the 50-year-old mother, friends, that is now dead, leaving behind her two boys? Because she took the experimental injection. Did you hear about that? Absolutely not. The mainstream media doesn't want you to know this information, friends. They don't want you to get this information that you might reject what they're telling you. Friends, look what they're doing. Look what they're responsible for. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. What are they doing? John 10:10. They act just like their father. And you're allowing them to continuously set the narrative, Americans. and to the 53 countries that are listening to me. Did you hear about the mother, 49 years old? She has two boys. She's now in a coma because she took the COVID-19 bioweapon casualty shot. Did you see this, friends? Of course not. The mainstream media does not want you to know the truth of the matter, and you better understand something, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, but I need to clarify so you can listen to me carefully. The same government that's acting outside of the scope of the U.S. Constitution are the ones that you are allowing to set this unconstitutional, illegal narrative when it comes to trying to get everybody to take a vaccination. You need to understand it's that same government that is telling you and selling you that they are looking out for you, and this is about your safety. You need to understand that this is the same government that acts outside of American Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, that has advocated and is responsible for over 60 million babies slaughtered in the womb. Proverbs 6:17. Apparently, these that come to kill, steal, and destroy want you to believe the opposite of what is true. I think it would be a good idea for to begin the process of judging these people that are setting the narrative by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. Sound like a good idea to you, friends? I would think so. There's no better time to do the right thing than right now, friends. And the fact of the matter is, the American people have been let it go far too long concerning this narrative. I am sick and tired of this narrative, friends. 5 of the 6 minutes during this break was nothing but them selling you more propaganda. I want to give you a little more information concerning this topic, which is found on Health Impact News. They're doing a fantastic job over there. Worldwide genocide continues. This is the headline. Worldwide genocide continues. 13,867 people are dead. 1,354,336 injuries in the European database of adverse drug reactions from this experimental injection. Did you hear a word about that during the 5-minute propaganda hit piece, friends, trying to drive you into taking vaccinations through forced compliance, which is completely illegal every step of the way? Let me add to that for a moment, if you don't mind. People are getting excited about what's going on over in Florida. They're getting excited about what's going on over in Texas concerning these governors standing up and making laws that tells businesses and corporations, you better not ask for a proof of vaccinations. Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you, just like I told you yesterday, there is no law that says they can in the first place. So why are the American people getting excited about a governor in Florida, a governor in Texas saying, you better not ask. Here's this brand new law. And if you dare ask for proof of vaccination, there's going to be a $5,000 fine per violation. That's already in the books. Because, again, putting it into perspective, this is happening. Those that are getting excited about what's going on with these governors are ignorant of the Constitution because they never have been granted or delegated the authority to do so in the first place. So what are people getting excited about? What are people getting excited about? I want to show you something really quick, friends. And if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, I want to show you what it looks like concerning the people that are wide awake over in France, concerning the propaganda and the globalists that they have to face off with. Go ahead and check this out. This is the President Macron slapped in the face. He's the prime minister over there. He's a total globalist. And I want you to check this out when he gets off the airplane. Look what happened. Look what happens here, friends. Watch what happens. She walks up. This prime minister walks up to a woman and she smacks him in the face. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you this video audio, and I'll play a little audio for you, but I'll narrate during that for the listeners in 153 cities and the 53 countries that are not on social media platforms. But I want to tell you that if you want to go over and check out our social media platforms, that's all you have to do, and I'll make it real quick. Go over there to the right side of the page. You can see we're being heavily censored and suppressed by Facebook. I'm going to get to brand new information concerning that in just a moment as well. But if you go to the right side of the page, Tim Brown's show is there. His morning show and the afternoon show is there. You can join us on social media platforms. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. You can also jump on over to that Before It's News, to that of Before It's News, and join us on social media platforms as well, friends. Now, if you want to call in at any time, please do. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We actually have a little piece here which shows you that people are awake over in France there. They have the Prime Minister Macron. He's a total globalist. He takes his orders from the People's White House, for those that are not paying attention. This has been going on for a long time. But with that said, friends, just to show you that not everybody is so warm in their welcome, it's interesting to see the said president, Macron, he gets off his airplane, and the first thing that happens, he walks up to a woman, and she smacks his face. I'm not making it up. I'm really not. And isn't it interesting how the Secret Service and over in those prospective countries will sit there and they'll protect the very man that is violating the people? Oh, it's happening here in America, too. And what's worse is they add insult to injury when they say that they're just doing their job. They're not doing their job. So the question is why is Secret Service protecting these people in the first place concerning their crimes against the people in these prospective countries? Look what happens. Friends, not everybody's going along with this. This woman, he walks up to her. He puts his hand out. You know, he's going to do his little appeasement there. This lady didn't take it. She just wound up and smacked him right in the face. And by the way, he's lucky that's all that happened concerning his crimes against the people in that prospective country. He's very lucky that's all that happened over there. Now, I wanted to make... I wanted to bring this to the light again. Luke 12:2 said, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And this is the mercy of God. And what I want you to see is, now, for those that are over on my social media platforms, Facebook alone, I make reference to this quite a bit, and I'm doing it for the record. I'm recording this. I'm taking screenshots. So I'm not just doing it to try to say, oh, poor me, because I'm not doing that at all. I'm getting all of these records for our attorney. And I'm reminding Facebook, as we are taking screenshots, as I am doing this on live radio, that we are going to hold them accountable for every day that they have violated our First Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech. And what's interesting is, right now, as a matter of fact, I have, again, just to highlight this for my records, I have what? I have 770,814 friends. And my flow right now is open to 96 people. 96 people. Some of my articles are so bad, friends, some of them are, after an hour, after being posted, reach 8 people. I'm not making this up. 8 people. Some 67 people. Some zero. And the ones with zero on them, guess what? They're zero because they don't want anybody to see the information that exposes or their skeptics concerning or they're objecting to the information on Facebook, including that of vaccine passports. Now, this is brand new, and I want to show you, if you're on social media platforms, there's more leaks. And I'm just kind of curious to know, or to ask in question, in reference to question, how many times does Facebook need to be busted? How many times does Twitter need to be busted? How many times do these corrupt politicians need to be busted for people in countries all over the world to rise up lawfully and deal with these criminals? Psalm 94:16. Read it when you get a moment. But look at this. This is brand new. Project Veritas. Facebook whistleblowers reveal secret filter. Listen carefully. For liberty-based, hello, religious-based, hello, objections and skepticism, including vaccine passports. Now, does anybody understand as to what I've been trying to share with you for a long time? Because we know that this ministry has been targeted since day one. When we were doing high school assemblies all across the country, friends, we would do a high school, let's say, up in the Ozarks in Arkansas. There would be 300 students. Great response. There would be three parents that didn't like the content of our assembly program. So what they would do is they'd line them up. I actually got video for this, but I'm not going to play it right now. But they would have three parents sitting at chairs, and what they would do is they would put it on the front page of the paper, I kid you negative, in three states. Three states. They would make it headline news, and the cameras would pan the three parents as if to suggest that there was a filled room with parents that were just angry about Bradley Dean's message to their young people. I mean, friends, God forbid, I'm being facetious, God forbid we actually educate our children as to where they came from so that at the end of the day, they know where they're going. No, friends, they want you to believe, and they want to try to cast into your minds and create in your minds minds that people such as myself making reference to our history, who it is we are, where we came from, our Christian heritage, and our constitutional freedoms, if we're willing to uphold the laws, they want to make guys like me out to be enemies of the state. Read Isaiah 5:20. And you better get a hold of who the bad guys are and who the good guys are, friends, because I'm telling you, friends, the sheep are being separated from the goats on a daily basis in this country. We know who the sellouts are, and we know who's are sold out to the Lord God of Israel. It's like Moses standing up on the mountain and seeing this big ado going on with the children of Israel who ran literally from God so swiftly when Aaron made the golden calf, and Moses came down, and what did he do? He said, those that are on the Lord's side, you go over here, and those that are not, you go over here. And there was a dealing with them, as a matter of fact, and the fact of the matter is we're seeing this on a daily basis in this country as to who the Lords are and to who the Lords aren't. And we're seeing that more and more and more and more. But again, going back to my point, friends, I wanted you to see this. It's this is, folks, listen to me. This is the history of this ministry. The history of this ministry is we were on this 6 years ago sharing with people what Facebook, big tech companies were doing to the people. Now here's the evidence. How do you know that? Well, that's praise God why we got the Holy Ghost. Praise God that we have the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, right? That men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20. The list goes on. Here you have it, friends. How long are you going to allow this to happen in your country? How many times do the big tech companies need to be busted for what they're doing concerning their illegalities towards we the people? That's only a question that you can answer. I'm going to take Wes real quick from Indiana, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get over to some more topics. And friends, rest assured, we're going to be getting to, they are getting response. And I'm showing you that little by little, but just wait a second. This is kind of a groundswell taking place right now. Wes from Indiana, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, my brother from another mother. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Wes.
Good. Hey, I just want to comment. I talked with you on Saturday. I got busted on Facebook for a comment I made.
Yep.
So I hope you got that. I sent it to Tim, and he was going to forward it to you.
I got it, and I appreciate it, and it is saved, and it is going to our attorney, my friend.
Okay, well, here's my point. You are spot on with what you're saying, because not only did I get banned from your show, I'm banned, you know, for the next, 28 days from even making a comment on Facebook or to friends. So to all my friends that are on your show that I say hello to, the only reason I haven't been on there is because they have censored me and they will not allow me to comment on your show, Mr. Dean.
Amen. Well, you just stay the course because their cruelties are swelling our ranks, Wes, and you can rest assured that's exactly what's happening.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it.
Amen. Well, thanks for the information, and thank you again for the email or the visual, the image for our attorneys. I appreciate the fact that you took the time in doing so. I want to go to my next point here, and I'll just kind of tee it up really quick. You guys remember just a couple days ago we were talking about this teacher, the Virginia teacher placed on leave after speech disputing biological boy can be a girl and vice versa? Notice what they're doing, friends. Incrementally, little by little, they're trying to distort the minds of the young. Why? Because they want absolute rule over them. They want to demoralize them so they can absolutely control and rule every facet of their lives. What you need to take note of, friends, is the fact that those that want to rule every facet of your lives, they have absolutely no control over their own. Okay, so let's put that into the perspective here concerning the topic. We're going to come right back to this, and I am going to bring you up to date because this Virginia teacher didn't take it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Details of President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin are still being finalized. So far, the White House says the plan includes a larger working session with senior staff. There's also a smaller session planned. A press conference is scheduled for after the meetings, but President Biden will appear solo. Former President Trump took questions from reporters with President Putin after their meeting in Helsinki in 2018. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is now waiting for the White House's input on the infrastructure plan that was agreed to on Thursday. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy was one of 10 lawmakers who worked on the plan.
A lot of it depends upon how we pay for it. We feel like we've come up with pretty reasonable pay for us. We'll have to see if the White House agrees to it.
The proposed price tag is $974 billion. This is USA Radio News. 9 people sustained injuries and 1 person died after a mass shooting at a Savannah, Georgia apartment complex. The shooting took place about 9 o'clock on Friday local time at the Fred Wessels home apartments. The Savannah Police Department said 1 person died and multiple people had critical injuries. Among those were a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old. Police said they're still searching for the gunman. Forecasters say a record heat wave is coming next week across the western U.S. And they say it's going to last more than a few days. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of central and southern California, southern Nevada, and western and southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. The risk for wildfire will increase during the heat wave. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just teeing this up for you, friends. I want to show you this really quick. Virginia teacher placed on leave after speech disputing biological boy can be a girl and vice versa. Now, when we go to Micah 3:5, the false prophets, this is what they do. We can link in, or we can not only link them, but we can also attribute what it is that they're trying to do concerning inundating your children with, I want to say, way beyond indoctrination, friends, because this is to distort the minds of the young people. And let me say it again in making reference to the law. This is criminal behavior going on in this country. So we have a Virginia teacher standing up against this dangerous ideology, this perversion, this vile perversion, yet Leesburg's elementary teacher, Byron Tanner Cross, is the one called into question for speaking out against it. you need to understand where they're trying to push this. When I say they're trying to Europeanize America, mark my words, this is arbitrary lawlessness. And they must be held accountable for what they're advocating. Let me remind you, if I was to do a high school assembly and I was to advocate what these, namely through the NEA and the mainstream media are trying to throw it on the kids today, if I was to do that during a high school program or lyceum friends, I'd be thrown in jail. There's no question about it. So why is it that the mainstream media gets away with it, corrupt politicians get away with it, and teachers that work for the NEA, why is it that they get away with it? How is that? Again, it goes back to the American people that tolerate it. Gosh, friends, it's called taking responsibility. I want to just give this speech to you really quick. Again, this is the Loudoun County teacher who's put on administrative leave after speaking to the school board. I want you to go ahead and listen to this, and it's real quick.
My name is Tanner Cross, and I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. Amen. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Okay, so what happens is he's put on check. He's put on an administrative leave. Okay? What about the ones advocating crimes against nature? Romans 1:24. What about them? Well, as long as you're going to be a soft judge, Americans, guess what? You're going to produce a whole lot of hardened criminals. And so it is. So let me go over and show you what the teacher did in response to them thinking that they were going to go ahead and bully him into submission. It backfired. Teacher placed on leave for opposing transgender pronouns. He sued Virginia School District. And rightfully so. And why is that? Because they are breaking the law. And I want to remind you, those that are advocating this criminal behavior need to be held accountable for doing such. Okay? I just want to, again, make clear to the fact that everybody understands what's going on here. I also want to take it one more step. It didn't stop there. He didn't just sue them. A good judge stood up. And this is good. This is the Washington Post again. And notice, by the way, if you look at their headline and you're on social media platforms over on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or Before It's News, go ahead and just look at the top. The Washington Post, democracy dies in darkness. So they are an arm of corruption in government because we're not a democracy. I just caught that while I was looking at it. We're in a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But I want you to see this. Judge orders Virginia School District to reinstate teacher who said he wouldn't use transgender students' pronouns. There's no such thing as a transgender, by the way. Just wanted to make clear, God decided that a long time ago. We've all been fearfully and wonderfully created to be either male or female. Period. No in-betweenites. Again, just making clear. They can go ahead and try to distort what they want. But this is the mind of Satan himself using his little minions to try to distort the minds of our children and to further make them a prey to those that are preying upon them. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you right now. I got Diana calling in from Kansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
Well, I was... impressed by your program a couple of days ago. My family had to deal with preemie children. One set was a pound and 12 ounces.
Okay.
And another little girl was a pound and 13 ounces. They had to be transferred to the Cox Medical Center there in Springfield, Missouri. They survived.
Amen.
They're teenagers. Well, not now. They're married and have children of
Amen.
Their own.
Amen.
But there's also another side to that. We lost a son in a car accident, and I was given a book. And in that book was a section on micro preemie babies. And they have a unit there in Wichita, Kansas. And they work very hard to keep these babies alive.
Yep.
And the mother, she kept a journal on her baby. And the baby survived. And he's grown great. But I just wanted people to know that when you reach out to God, He will take care of that baby.
Amen.
And He will bring it through, and you will have a healthy child.
Amen.
But I had a sister. Her husband was in the Navy. And she had to move because he had to go abroad. And she lost a baby, but she kept one. But the baby died. But she kept the baby in her womb, but the doctor said, if you do, you could die also.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't care. I want to keep my baby.
Yep.
Well, she went on, and the baby died.
Mm-hmm.
And we buried Cody. But she was a devoted mother, Christian mother.
Amen.
So I have talked to girls that have regretted doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a choice that you need to make.
That's right.
And it doesn't just involve you.
Mm-hmm.
It involves that little precious life.
That's right.
But
Dinah, did you know that at the turn of the century, if you were to abort a baby, that you would go to prison for 99 years? And now and now they're giving coupons in Florida for $25 to $50 coupons for an abortion, and they're trying to get them in the hands of children in public schools. Did you know that?
Oh my God.
Yes.
No.
But you know what? You are an encouragement, and Diana, I totally appreciate you, because that's exactly what we should be doing. We should all be standing up and saying yes to life. God is the creator, and He has ordained us to sustain that life or to take care of those little babies that are created. I just had my grandson over. Oh, I hate saying that almost, but you know what? I'm getting there, I guess, right? I'm still a young man, but the bottom line is I'm still a papa. And the fact of the matter is he was over here yesterday. He's almost a year old. He's walking around, and I got to tell you, folks, I love little people. And when I look at them, I just look at how innocent they are. They need to be taken care of. They don't need to be handed over to a doctor so they can be sliced up and their body parts can be sold off on the black market. And by the way, don't act like the said representatives in D.C. and your state representatives don't know that this is going on, because it is going on. It is going on. You know what happens in America, friends, when you expose Planned Parenthood for harvesting baby parts? You know what the DOJ does? They come in and prosecute the guy videotaping exposing Planned Parenthood for their crimes. Why is that happening? Because the American people are allowing it to happen. That's why. That's exactly why. Thank you for that phone call, ma'am. I'm encouraged. And so are those that are saying yes to life. And I'll tell you what, that kind of a phone call right there puts a smile on the face of the Lord, just an affirmation of who He is, because He's not going to deny Himself. He's not going to deny Himself. Let me go over to this. Did you listen to the last break again, friends? Last hard break? What did they talk about? Three quarters of the time that we listen to those commercials, what did we hear? Everything to do with pushing their propaganda once again on We the People, right? Can I just show you this really quick? Because if you're on a social media platform, I want to show you what's happening. If the French prime minister, the French president, isn't getting his face smacked by one of his constituents because she all the well knows who he is and what he is and what he's responsible for. It's interesting. If you go over to New Zealand, did you see this, friends? Top lawyer is warning the Prime Minister, Ardern, of criminal charges for mandating vaccinations, these experimental injections. Hey, folks, I'm going to say this. I'm going to pull this off the screen so you can see me. I want you to listen to me, and I want you to look at me. Those people that are pushing this illegal agenda, I want you to listen carefully. Look at me. They're not the type you can help. They're the type that must lawfully be held accountable for crimes against humanity. And that's exactly what these attorneys all over the globe and these doctors in the tens of hundreds of thousands are trying to tell the people on a global perspective. They're not the type that you can help. They're the type that you must lawfully remove.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, final segment, friends. Fastest hour on radio, I'm told. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, they're getting a response, aren't they? Yep, they are. Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. Let me remind you, in case the enemy seems to want to throw words in my mouth that they're so famous for doing, I desire reformation. I don't desire revolution. They're the ones pushing for a war, friends, on a daily basis, and no one's pushing for a war in this country more than corruption in government, and that hand in glove with the mainstream media and the useful idiots. How far are you going to let this go? You know, someone on social media platforms is talking about right now, you know, that it will go well with us. I want to tell you something, and I said this last week, but I want to tell you again. When you look at the Word of God, it was the blessings of God. And then there was the cursings of God, the judgments of God. It's interesting, when the law of Moses was proclaimed, it wasn't the blessings, friends, that were amened. So be it. It was the curses. In other words, the people were going to, in unison, individually and corporately, uphold God's judgments. As a matter of fact, the person that was actually bringing forth the charge, they were the ones that were to first put their hand upon the head of the guilty party. And there were supposed to be two or three witnesses, of course, before they were condemned. And what was the reason for upholding God's judgments, magnifying his law against the crime to establish righteousness and judgment within the gate? Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4. What was the reason? That it may go well with us. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Can anybody show me in Scripture where it talks about prison, where God ordained prisons? The Bible does talk about how they were kept in ward, but it was only for a night. Where is prisons found through God's commandments? They're not there. Why? Because judgment was to be executed speedily, right? Why do men do what they do? Read Ecclesiastes 8:11 in contrast to what I'm telling you right now. Ecclesiastes 8:11 concerning what I'm talking about right now. If we want to suffer and allow man's commandments to take precedent over God's, then we're going to get what we have today in America. But if we obey God, the Lord says, if you do what I tell you to do, and you do it the way I tell you to do it, it's going to go well with you. Americans, is it going well with us? No. Americans, what guards our liberties? Justice. Bradley, why are you so bent on justice? Because I understand that it guards our liberties. And why is it that I'm so adamant about keeping the judgments of God? Because I've repented. I've repented before God. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11 that the fruit of the spirit of a repentant man is to take vengeance upon. Upon what? That would put Christ on the cross. And if I'm sorry that my sin put Christ on the cross, out of gratitude, I'm going to obey him and do the same things that Jesus did. And what is that? Read Isaiah 42:21. Read Psalm 40, verse 7. Hebrews 8, verse 10. And Hebrews 10, verse 7. Because that's what's written in our hearts, friends. That's what's written in our heart. And why do we magnify the law? Because we see the price of those that did, fighting and bleeding and dying in the natural and in the spiritual, as the reason as to, out of gratitude, why we live under those that died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Read it. Please read it. We obey God, it's going to go well with us. If we disobey God and we give ourselves over to the bureaucracy that man has created through his said commandments, we're going to suffer their abuse. Well, they get rich off of it, at least until it hits home with them, right? I just wrote an article, moving on to the next point, I just wrote an article here, Today's Conservatives, Yesterday's Liberals, Leading Others to Their Own Demise. What's so funny? The joke's on you. And I was highlighting that of Glenn Beck, Goofy Glenn Beck, might I add. And it was interesting that he did a video that I played for you a couple days ago. And what it was is just basically Goofy Glenn Beck mocking Joe Biden. Okay? Well, you say to yourself, well, what's the big deal about Joe Biden being mocked by Glenn Beck? Well, I don't really personally see anything funny about Joe Biden, guilty of treason, guilty of scandal after scandal, decade after decade after decade, literally. I don't see anything funny about him being forced down upon the American people to basically succumb to him being the president of the United States of America. I'll say it again. He's not the president of the United States of America. They're trying to force on you that he is the president of the United States of America. You just heard what happened to Kamala Harris, didn't you, when she went over to Guatemala? They told her to go home. They told her to go home. And they also were holding signs that you didn't win. Of course they didn't win. Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, verse 48, and Kamala Harris, she's a literal whore. She really is, okay? Do your homework. You'll find out the truth of the matter. They're there to basically cast down upon you to see what it is that you're going to accept. They're looking to see how far you will succumb to them. That's all this is about. You're being tested, and folks, you're also being judged by those that hate you. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and it tells you exactly what's going on in America today. But now going back to this, you know, Joe Biden is guilty of what? What crime isn't he guilty of? That's a better way of putting it, right? The burden of proof is on you to prove what I'm telling you is true, and I want you to validate it by asking you the question as to what isn't he guilty of. Well, I think he's pretty much guilty of everything. We know he's a pedophile. Yeah. We know that he's trying to strip away the right to bear arms. We know that he's advocating a sodomite agenda. We know that he advocates for abortion. Folks, everything about Joe Biden, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, is completely un-American. He's a total reproach. He's an embarrassment to we the people. Yet the conservatives of today, they want to sit there and they want to just kind of get you to laugh off what's really happening. Well, I want to tell you this really quick. The joke isn't on Joe Biden. The joke is on you. I want to show you really quick the damage that today's conservatives are responsible for by making a joke out of things that are serious in this country. And I want you to check this out really quick. It's a very short video, and I'll get to what I can get during the time allotted. Okay? So here we go. Somehow it's funny to watch politicians destroy our country according to the conservatives of the day, who do nothing but continuously drive the wedge between the two parties that are unconstitutional in so many different ways. So we got 2 minutes. You can check out John 19:15 as well. But go ahead and check this out.
Opposition. The best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth.
I'll get to more of this tomorrow, folks. We got a guest tomorrow, attorney Tom Renz as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.